This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome, everyone. As we learn, sponsored by the Fish family, Lenishim Spassi Bas Rabicham, Ben Avramalevi, Perel Bas Ruvain. We learn also the Ili Nishmas, David Ben Chaim, Lerfu Shalema, Fel Yomosh Ben Chayesar, Yaakov Ben Basilea, for the Schus of Avram and Yom Benish, Ben Malki Hudis and family. We learn, sponsored by Yol Klugman and family, and we learn Lerfu Shalema, for Avigdor Ayim and Rifkin, the Bas Chayesar, Yitz Ben Tzim, Ben Dush, Rifkin Ben Shirelea, Shmuel Ben Yom Ben Shirelea, and Hanna Bas Shashabin, Moshe Meir Ben Esther, Fadal Yitzim Mordechai Ben Brocha Esther, and Meir Ben Chayesar, they should have Rufu Shalema, Besek Shar Chayli Yisrael. Ben Esther Bracha. Now, so this the Mishnah starts off with a very easy halacha. Kain Sisuma, a nest which is not designated. It's a nest of a woman that gave birth. She has to bring an oil and a chattis. She got the two birds. She didn't designate either of them. Which one was an oil and which one was a chattis. She parach mimena geizel aver. If one bird flew to the ear, oy sheparach lebein amesis, or it flew to amongst birds that had to die, oy shemeis echemem, or one of the birds died, no problem. Since the remaining one isn't designated, yikach zug lasheni, just buy another bird, and one of them will be a chattis, and one of them will be an oil. Ah, but now the plot thickens. Parach lebein akreves. If the bird flew into another woman's nest, puzzle, it is puzzle, that in other words, one bird in the new nest that it flew into is puzzle, or puzzle achas kenegdai. And of the three of the birds left in the first nest, one of them is puzzle. So now, what does that mean? Shagoyzel apireach, because the girl bird that flies, posel, it's posel where it enters, or posel echad kenegdai, and it passels one from where it came from. So now, what this means is now going to be made clear in the next Mishnah. We're going to talk about now two women, Rachel and Leah. Rachel is number one, and Leah is number two, that each have to bring two sets of birds. Let's say they were a Yoldus and a Zav. They gave birth, and they were also a Zava. So they had to bring two Chattises and two Oilers. And they have, so Rachel has four unspecified birds, and Leah has four unspecified birds. Ketzat, shtei noshim, two women. Lezu shtei kinim. Rachel has two nests. Velezu shtei kinim. And Leah has two nests. Parach mezu lezu. One bird flew from Rachel into Leah. So now what do we have? We have that Rachel has now three birds left, and Leah has five birds. So poisel echad bahalichasai, this bird disqualifies one where it went. It disqualifies one by Leah, and poisel echad and one by Rachel is also possible. So now let me explain to you what happens over here. Rachel had four birds. One of her birds flew into Leah's four birds. So now Leah has five birds and Rachel has three birds. When really Rachel, she could offer, since her birds weren't designated, she could either offer two chattis and one oila, or two oilas and one chattis, without a problem. Because since her birds were not specified, she has three left, so she could offer two chattis and one oila, or two eilas and one chatas. We don't let her do that. You see why? Because if we allow her to offer two chatases and an eila, then the bird that flew from her is now being clearly stamped as an eila. And since that bird is being clearly stamped as an eila, then Leah will not be able to bring any chatases. Because the bird that she's bringing as a chatas might be the eila that's left over from Rachel's four. Right? If Rachel brought two chatases and an eila, so then the bird that flew away was a definite eila. So then Leah won't be able to bring any chatases, because maybe the one she's offering as a chatas is Leah's eila, other eila. So therefore, we only let Rachel offer an eila and a chatas. Since Rachel only offers an eila and a chatas, so what's left is either an eila or a chatas. So that bird that flew away is not going to harm Leah, because it could either be an eila or a chatas. So then Leah could bring all four of her karbanas, two chatases and two eilas. And the bird doesn't get in the way. So therefore, when the bird flies away, it passes one in Leah, because there's five, she can only offer four, and one kenegdai. Instead of Rachel being able to offer three, she could only be able to offer two. But now the plot thickens. Chazar. If a bird flies back from Leah back into Rachel. Oh no. Then we have the problem in the reverse. Leah could only offer up just an oila and a chatas. Because if she offers up, let's say, an oila and two chatases, so then that bird that flew back, if it's her bird, is a specific eila. And then Rachel wouldn't be able to offer any chatases, because maybe it's Leah's eila. Therefore, the same way we restrict Rachel from only bringing an eila and a chatas, we restrict Leah also only bringing an eila and a chatas, and that way it's not a problem. And that way it's not a problem even if parach v'chazar, even if the birds are flying back and forth, lo yifsid klum, you don't lose anything. Because each one could bring just an eila and a chatas, and they don't get in the other's way. Because for sure, as long as you don't bring two, it's not a problem. Because if each one only brings an oila and a chatas, that means each one has room for another oila and a chatas. So each one could bring just an oila and a chatas, but no more. Because if, let's say, Rachel would bring an oila and two chatases, so then the bird that flew from her is a definite oila, and then Leah would not be able to bring any chatases. The same way, since a bird flew from Leah, Leah can't bring anything more than an oila and a chatas, because if she brought an oila and two chatases, then the bird that flew from her is a definite oila, and then Rachel would not be able to bring any chatases. So therefore, each one only brings a chatas and an oila, and then everything is fine. That's not so easy to understand. So I would recommend that you look in it and review it. Let's see what else. And we're looking for a sponsor for next week, this week's Chumash here. Chazak, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. Also, late Thursday night, after I did the for the Shabbos table, to anytime sent here a delightful young man, Rabbi Eisenberg, who interviewed me 45 minutes for TorahAnytime.com. And it'll be a future project on TorahAnytime.com. But I did put it on YouTube, so if you want to see the interview early, you could catch it on YouTube. Thank you for joining us, and have a good Tavach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.